Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Our guests today, J.P. Crissey and the Fairground Boys, are a new band formed by 30-year-old J.P. Jones from Wales, who met veteran rocker Chrissy Hynde, the Pretenders, at a bar, and through mutual love of fairgrounds and music, a relationship grew. Their album is called Fidelity because they wrote songs together on a trip to Cuba. They start their set off with If You Let Me. It's J.P. Crissey and the Fairground Boys.
From Liverpool in England. Jeff Holroyd on drums from Birmingham in England, and from Rome, Italy, Vezio Bacci. Yeah.
Huh? jealous of your future, and I'm jealous of your past. In a temporary world where nothing's meant to last. And I'm just about to sink into a rage of angry lust. So run a mile and walk away. Secretly embroiled in a burning hot desire. If you get too close, you'll surely burn in my volcanic fire. And it's obvious, it's evident, I'm young and can't be fussed. So run a mile and walk away. Leave me if you must. Leave me if you must. You couldn't blame a man to leave a woman past her prime. Leave me if you must. I wish that you could see me in a future life, or in a former time. Well, I promised you a tender love, but that's not quite the truth. The spy who had his back turned, hiding in a phone booth. In a different life, I'd cling to you and cover you like dust. So run a mile and walk away. Leave me if you must. Leave me if you must. You couldn't blame a man to leave a woman past her prime. Leave me if you must. I wish that you could see me in a future life, or in a former time. Well, I'd be brand new for you, babe. Be mine, but I've been 12 for a long time.
Thank you.
John Paul Jones from Porthcawl in Wales, the UK.
And Chrissy Hynde.
Akron, Ohio.
This is the saddest song we ever wrote. It usually gets a lot of laughs for some reason.
Things I should.
That's why I love you, lady.
I'd like to think I'd never touch what other women know.
You're not like the others.
I'm a hotbed of addictions, contradictions rule my identity.
You're just like me.
I know it's wrong, but the pool's too strong. And trouble
like a little girl.
criticize and criticize from my house of ash and rubble.
Come sit on daddy's lap.
I know I've caused great harm with these jinxes in my head. Keep that gypsy from my bed. I found my perfect lover. He's only half my age. He was learning how to stand. Oh, and I was wearing my first wedding band. I found my perfect lover. But I won't repeat his way. His time is tomorrow, mine was yesterday. To heaven, so I say my prayers at night.
Pray the Lord my soul.
I want to paint great pictures. I mix my colors in the daylight.
Paint your lover.
Oh Jesus, I have sinned, and I don't expect a pardon.
Confuse me.
Just keep me from the trees that bear fruit beyond my garden. But he's only half my age. He was learning how to stand when I was wearing my first wedding band. I found my perfect lover, but I never shut his bed. So I'll keep him in my heart, in the songs I sing.
First track that was written for the albums, all about the fairground where I'm from in South Wales, and you know how it brings luck to everyone.
Yeah. myself, cross my fingers and pick the clovers, 'cause I worry about you.
Yes, I cross my fingers and I pick the clovers, 'cause I worry about you, babe.
Didn't get on the album. We forgot about it, but it is part of the album, and we'll record it soon. And
yeah, it's called "You're the One."
We'll sit underneath the branches, out of sight of everyone. We'll take our chances.
I'll let you red light down, Paul, the drench this distant land. And with your petticoats, you'll mop my brow. You coffee in your hands, babe. You're the one that I should marry. Bells that dangle off the caravans will sound the sweetest warning. A secret funfair appearing light, a promise in the morning.
Come and get your tickets to games and thrilling rides. Oh, all the fairground boys, they twirl the girls, their future's looking bright.
You're the one that I should marry. I'm
Thank you.
Thank you.
JP, Chrissy, and the Fairground Boys live on stage at World Cafe Live. And that is the only song we heard today that you will not find on Fidelity, the new album, You're the One. JP, what's the story of that? How did that get left off? Great song.
Because we didn't record it right.
Oh.
And it just didn't turn out as good as the others. So, but, you know, we're thinking we might record it and put it out soon.
Good
sooner
song.
Rather than later.
Good song. I mentioned that maybe you'd fill in a little details that aren't on this album, but a lot of things are. Chrissy, you mentioned that people feel maybe a little uncomfortable and kind of laugh when Perfect Lover comes on because it's got those lines about you learning to stand when you were wearing your first wedding band. And that's kind of at the center of this is you two being in different places in your life and coming together so dramatically to write and everything.
Yeah, well, we've only known each other for less than 2 years, and we sort of met, and the courses of both of our lives just changed. Here we are, new band, and...
Yeah, I mean, we just, you know, when we met, there was no intention of making an album. We just met and hung out with each other, and then we went away together to Cuba, and we ended up just writing all these songs about, you know, I think you all know what it's about, but...
where you were.
Yeah, and like, you know, walked away from everything we had going on back home, like a record, new record deal for me, and I just knew that this was the best thing I'd ever done, and, you know, wanting to share it.
Yeah, he sent me some of his songs. I was on tour, and we'd met in the Smoky Bar. I couldn't remember what he looked like, but he sent me a few songs, and I thought, whoa, who's this dude? And then we met, and again, when I came back briefly and came back off tour and said, hey, fancy going to Cuba, and all these songs came out of it.
Were you surprised when you heard JP's voice for the first time after meeting him?
Totally. I thought, you know, he's amazing. His voice is still, you know, I'm blown away by it every night. And, you know, writing songs with him and sharing the stage with him is just a revelation for me. You know, it's great to, you know, I'm a team player. I'm not a solo artist, so this is, I can, you know, nestle right in there.
I mean, you know, the Pretenders obviously been together for a long, long time, and this must have an energy that you could never actually get with that again. You know, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's different. It's completely different. You know, it's just refreshing, and I can play the new songs, and there's no expectations.
I want to talk about Fairgrounds, because I cannot resist a Midway myself. JP, where did you grow up, and what was you worked at the fair?
Yeah, my family are from a traveling fairground, and they were settled when I was born in Porthcawl in South Wales, and they had an arcade on the fair. My grandparents had, you know, shooting stores and stuff, and my dad he'd met my mum, who's from the fair. He was in the Royal Air Force, and life story, well, they had an arcade, but I used to work in another friend's arcade on the fair and, you know, fix slot machines and stuff. And then just in holidays from school. And so it's a beautiful place.
You used the word.
He mentioned to me that he was from a fairground in the Smoky Bar. I thought, whoa, because I've always loved fairgrounds. And I said, well, I'm going on tour tomorrow, but give us a call sometime. And that's when he started sending songs.
So the fairground actually...
My dad worked for the Ohio Bell Telephone Company. little known fact.
Well, and there's all that fairground imagery on that early video, the kid video.
Yeah, from the first album. I've always had a thing about fairgrounds. To me, when I was a kid, that was kind of the... I don't know. Then I got in a rock band. That was what it seemed to be all about. But then I thought maybe that's why I always had a thing about it, so I would recognize him when the time came.
I had a question when I saw this about why it was called Fidelity, and it never made sense to me. But it does when you realize you made it in Cuba. Is that where?
Well, yeah, I mean, because we were walking around one day and we'd said, "Wow, you know, imagine we could have a kid together, and we said we'd call it Fidel after, because there's pictures of Fidel Castro everywhere. But we said, but we'd have a girl, so we'd call it Fidelity.
By the way, for those watching, I'm too old to have kids, so I know you can't tell by... That's basically what it's all about.
Well, if you did. Hey, thank you so much for playing live, and thanks for this music. It's really, it's just so invigorating. It's
great stuff. We couldn't do it without the Fairground Boys.
We could, but it wouldn't be very good.
JP, any final tips on how to beat any of the games on the Midway?
How to what?
Sorry? How to beat any of the games on the Midway? How to win, actually, at one of those?
Oh, right, no. Well, they're all set at different percentages, you know. But I used to know the percentages. So I used to. My dad ended up making slot machines.
Yeah, get in good with the guy that's working the bumper cars.
Yeah, and he'd tell me, like, the people who were building the fruit machines for him would tell me, you know, just put your hand up there and it will all, you'll get the jackpot. So, you know, I was always buying everyone's lunch at school and stuff.
JP Chrissy and the Fairground Boys.
Thank you.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.